Now we're going to move into our underreported stories of the week. Sticking with the port for a moment, Ansel Hirst, you had an underreported story that did appear in the pages of The Stranger this week, among other places. What was that?
My new colleague Sydney Brownstone wrote a great story for this week's paper about how the port decided to play host to Shell's oil rigs, and Shell is wanting to use these oil rigs to go drill in the Arctic. And the Shell made this decision effectively months in advance of giving the public any opportunity to weigh in on the climate impacts of a decision like that. The port kind of opened up just a little space, a session for public comment just a couple weeks ago. But by that point, effectively, the decision had already been made. The port commissioners had entered into a verbal non-disclosure agreement with Shell to basically not talk about this decision. And the port's motto talks about contributing to a sustainable world. And so this decision really is just at odds with that. And it's a case of our local officials not living up to the game that they're talking about.
And I would certainly say that it's been uncharacteristic. You know, I'm relatively new to Seattle. I've been here 5 years. And it's really struck me how so much of what Seattle is where we are in the world. And this complete ignorance of everything going on outside of the drilling rig, you know, what was going to be going on and what it meant for the world, that really surprised me. The story was very interesting.
Jim Bruner had a pretty interesting story this week out of the state legislature, you know, political reporter at Seattle Times, where he went and looked in the Public Disclosure Commission to see who was giving money to whom. It's not necessarily surprising, but it was a really awesome accounting of the oil money that is supporting various legislators who are opposing the cap and trade that Inslee is putting forward. So if anybody missed that story, I strongly suggest you go back and read it because it's very insightful on this topic, to be sure.
Arctic drilling and energy, definitely part of the underreported story of the week from Ansel. And Jo Ansel Brenner, what is your underreported story?
I think it was something that you all gave a little bit of time to, the Seattle Times gave a little bit of mention to, but I think it's a story that almost bears repeating every day. And that was the mayor's call for more help with mental health, more facilities, more care. There was an amazing statistic in your story that Washington State spends 40% less for mental health services than the average state. 40% less. And to me, that's a headline that needs to be run every day until it changes. The mayor talked about how people who come to town, the thing they find the most off-putting is when they go downtown and they encounter people with mental illnesses who have nowhere else to go, who aren't being cared for. You know, what's that about? You look at states like Massachusetts, they can do it. Why can't we?
And he made the case that businesses ought to be lobbying for it, that it's in their interests as well.
Absolutely. And I think that listeners and everybody here has had the same experience where you go down and you see someone and you say, I'm really uncomfortable. I want to help. I don't know what to do, but this is ruining my time here. And it's something that other places have found a way to address and that Seattle, of all places, hasn't been able to. And, you know, partly the state money. You know, we need to get better there, and I'd love to see more reporting on that. I think the state's problems have been reported on fairly well, but again, I think until things change, we need a story on that every day.
Oh, there you go. That's a good choice for underreported story of the week from Jo Ansel Brenner. Andrea, what's your choice for underreported story?
I would say underreported or only marginally well reported is a fuller picture of Pasco community in relation to the shooting of Antonio Zambrano Montes. I was happy to see the Seattle Times, KPLU. I mean, you were on it. KPLU has done a great job. Anna King's reports out of there. But tell us about the community. Do some deep reporting. And maybe people are. Maybe there just hasn't been enough time where people are looking at, you know, police relations, community relations in different ways. And it's really difficult as a reporter to parachute in and, you know, characterize a community, especially if you're coming from the West Side. But I would really like to know a lot more about that community and the history of these kinds of things and the relationship of, you know, the migrant community or the Latino community to police in general over there. So I hope that opens up a lot more.
Yeah, it's all, you know, all of these incidents, tragic as they've been, have revealed how complex those relationships are in these different towns.